Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you ready for the youth movement, Keith?
Oh, I've been ready.
It's here.
I'm more than ready.
And it is spectacular. I'll tell ya.
Playoffs back on? We're doing too much. All right, let's take it one game at a time.
I'm saying yes.
Okay, yeah.
Playoffs are back on.
Yeah.
They
look good. They feel good.
The hex has been put on the Red Sox 30 seconds into the show. It was quite a wild, I would say, 24 to 48 hours for Marcelo Meyer.
Yep.
Two home runs last night, which
it's our
is
guy.
Great. Friend of the show.
Show's goat.
However, the rest of the world found out about Leah Anthony. I feel like he can't be thrilled about that.
Friend of the station, Leah Anthony.
Friend of the station and by proxy, the show.
Yeah. On less than an hour ago on this very station. Anthony.
No, I was a bunch of horn dogs sitting out in the parking lot listening to that interview while we were here.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who.
I'm not going to name names.
But it was Terp. And he goes, I'll be there tonight where she's at dinner. I'm not going to say again where she's going to dinner.
Yeah, we should not.
But it's going to be crowded
there.
She
made a mistake by saying where she's going to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And real life Tom has probably already
just
sitting
the
there.
Place.
Yeah.
How early is too early for dinner? It's like, we're not open. Go away.
Yeah. I'm just going to be here for
here.
12 hours. I'm just going to keep ordering stuff. You just run the car.
Another water for me, sir. Like, you got to order something else.
So rough start the last 48 hours for Marcelo Meyer. But last night,
excellent.
Pretty good.
Red
Sox, most importantly, and I didn't think they would. I can't take credit for this. I didn't see this coming. I thought they would do what they do all year. Take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. People start to get excited. They drop 2 out of 3 to the Rays or get swept or something like that, and then all the momentum's gone. No. Momentum is here, heading into the Yankees at Fenway tomorrow night. They won the series, most importantly. 2 days ago, it was Roman Anthony. Last night, it was Marcelo Meyer. It's almost like these guys should have been called up a month or so ago.
So strange.
Weird.
So if only anybody could have seen this coming at all. It wasn't like Marcelo Meyer was the best player in spring, and it wasn't that Roman Anthony was the best prospect in all of baseball. But let's wait until Bregman gets hurt and Willie Abreu's hurt to call these guys up. So it is one of those things where you can easily continue to complain about why they weren't up here, or you can just say, all right, they're here now. Let's see what this looks like going forward. And now last night you were facing a right-handed pitcher. So Marcelo Meyer got to play, and he got to hit, and it worked out very nicely. We'll see what happens with the off day today, then 3 with the Yankees. You're facing 3 left-handers, and we'll get into that.
They can't sit them in the Yankees series.
You can't. I agree with that.
They won you the last 2 games.
I know.
Roman Anthony won you the game 2 days ago. Marcelo Meyer won it for you last night.
You guys get to go watch these Yankee games, though.
Like,
so I don't. Yeah, that's Cora needs to figure that out. Also, I mean, they pitched. I mean, part of the issue is they had that stretch, too, where they were scoring runs, but they were giving up a million. They were playing these softball games where their pitchers would get their faces ripped off in the first inning and not really settle down. Then you're getting into the bullpen. The bullpen's coming in early. And Lucas Giolito the other night was great after, one of the worst performances of the year. He came back. He was great. Walker Buehler last night.
OK. Okay.
Guy goes freaking seven innings, which I was not prepared for.
Me either.
And especially early on. So he gives up a run in the second. You're like, all right, whatever. It's one run. The homer in the fifth, and you're like, are they going to chase him here in the fifth inning?
So I have a side thought about Roman Anthony on that home run. We can get to it in a moment. But I give Walker Buehler a lot of credit for bouncing back after that home run. Because I, in my very witty tweet that I put out, called him Walker Pooler.
Dude, that was hilarious.
People
when
were
you said
it.
That,
people
I was like, oh, my
like,
God.
You were nailed it. Crushed. And so I kind of thought he was going to be done.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
Meaning they were going to yank him out of the game. Never mind bounce back if they allowed him to keep pitching. And he bounced back, and he pitched well.
What did you think of the black cleats?
Oh, I got to
notice that.
I didn't notice
that. You guys noticed the look of Walker Buehler last night?
Not to be a Joe Hags who just barely noticed the Red Sox have a number zero on the team. Did you see that tweet last night?
No, I did not.
He goes, the Red Sox have a dude wearing zero?
Yeah, it's Gilbert Arenas.
How did I not know that? I go, well, you probably haven't watched him. Would probably be
he pitched, what, the second game of the year?
But I didn't notice the black cleats, so not to be a bit of a Joe Hags.
I think I did. I mean, we are the uniform police, really, how you look top to bottom. Roman Anthony, the team is undefeated since he switched to 19. That's an important distinction.
It is.
48, trash number. 19, legitimate.
What do you think of 39 for Meyer, by the way? It's not great.
I don't like it.
Maybe get going, switch your number.
I don't like it, but if he likes it, I like it. And we have to check with our friend.
Jared Saltalamacchia? Who else worth 39?
39? Was it Gator 39?
Ooh.
Landy, was Mike Greenwell 39?
I believe Greenwell was 39.
He might have been.
Hang on, efforting.
Should have won an MVP if it wasn't for that roided up Canseco. Gator would have had himself a nice
617-779-7971.
You guys still pissed about Greenwell's snub? Give us a call.
Yeah.
Jared, I thought Walker Buehler was wearing like a black black cleats. Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Look at Terp. Or maybe those are like a dark navy blue, actually.
Those are blue.
Yeah, those are dark navy. Well, you know my eyesight.
With neon green laces?
Oh, see the
now we're talking. That's like a Ninja Turtles homage.
You think it is a tip of the cap to the Ninja Turtles?
Are those blue or are those...
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
No, it caught my eye.
Okay.
It kind of matched his glove and it kind of popped a little bit. You usually notice sneakers in the NBA because guys wear all different crazy color ones and I like a lot of them. And usually they just kind of blend into the uniform in baseball, but those ones kind of jumped out to me a little bit.
I stand with Keith. I think those are black cleats, although...
My wife does accuse me of being colorblind, so I also maybe...
Twitch claims they're blue, so now I'm scared for me now that I agree with Keith on that.
Those are very clearly blue.
That's a big difference, though. If they're black cleats, they grade much higher. If they're blue, I'm not as sold on those. All right, so fashion police those things.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't
64?
Okay.
We go to 100, right on the scale. So
if
64.
If that's a black cleat with a red check and Ninja Turtles laces.
I do like the Ninja Turtle laces.
92.
Wow.
If it's a blue, the cleat scale.
Maybe blue.
If it's a blue, it's sub 50. 49, something like that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
39s, by the way. I should have graded it a 39.
Was it Gator?
Gator was.
Okay, good.
Yeah, from 85 to 96.
Well, yeah, those were the glory days.
Saltalamacchia, nailed it.
Yep. Longest last name in the history of Major League Baseball. Some are saying.
Anybody else? Ooh, Bryce Flory is a tough one.
Ouch.
That's pretty much it. Josh Reddick, you like yourself some Josh Reddick?
I didn't.
Lucas Sims
last year.
Remember
Josh Reddick?
Big get. Lucas Sims was a big get for Breslow last
year. Breslow was all over Lucas Sims, who was awful. Remember Josh Reddick came back with the A's, I think it was, the outfielder?
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he was pissed that he didn't get like a tribute video.
Oh, I don't remember.
He had like something, he's like, they didn't do anything for me coming back. Like, dude, Josh Reddick.
Was he Kelly Olynyk?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, how come you guys didn't have a big to-do for me? It's like, nobody remembers you were on the team, sir.
Josh Reddick, gold glove in 2012.
Yeah. He could throw it, too.
But no, so maybe Marcelo Meyer should consider changing his number.
Meyer was awesome.
But, and the youth movement is legitimately contributing to wins. And you're worried that it may not against the Yankees. Here's Alex Cora.
Mm.
And just know that while he was answering this question to Andy Hart, he was flipping him off. I didn't realize this until Greg highlighted this.
No, they put the Zapruder film.
I went and watched the video after Greg said it. He is itching his eye, flipping off Andy Hart with his middle finger.
Wiggy was right. It was like the waitress to George Costanza.
That's such an accurate. Yeah. Yesterday they said the Roman Anthony family is like the Tommy Cutlets family, and today they reference the sign. Perfect. Perfect analogy.
He looks over at Ted Johnson. He uses his pointer finger, and then when he looks at Andy Hart, it's his middle finger.
Courtney said she itches her eye with her middle finger too, but the whole like the whole hand, I think, is what she said.
She puts her whole hand in her
she
eye.
She won't like lower the other fingers. Yeah, I guess. I'm definitely.
I would go
everything with the pointer finger.
Pointer finger.
Probably.
Maybe even
that's
if
how COVID started. I mentioned everything with my pointer finger.
I might even go like a little bit of little pinky there. I might go a little pinky on
the
side.
Depends on the angle.
Yeah.
You gotta get
like
the right
just like a little bit of sleep in your eye.
Top five Friday, best finger.
Oh wow, that's
top five fingers?
Not bad.
Is the thumb a finger? Or is it its own thing?
Thumb's a finger.
Okay. I would go pointer finger, thumb, 1, 2.
Yep.
Middle finger.
I think you're sleeping.
Pinky ring. Ring's kind of just
ring's
there
just
for the ride.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much.
Don't tell my wife. Earmuffs cat. But that's kind of just, don't tell my ex-wife. But
I won't.
Actually,
I won't tell her.
You could, actually.
Oh, God. You can save some of them.
Well, I was just going to say.
Oh, let's hear Cora.
Here's Cora flipping off Andy.
Great.
There's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have to understand that we got Romy and Riff. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the fifth, right, in the sixth inning. But then with two outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, oh, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit.
Hate that.
Well, he did say the way he started that there's like certain lefties they won't face.
Yeah.
But it didn't mean like all lefties.
No, but let's.
So don't you feel like they might start?
Maybe. Let's see. Like,
no, if, no, it if, is
if
very
they,
much a we'll
if they
see.
Play them, I'll give them credit, but it sounds like they're going to sit a lot often against lefties. Maybe not every single one. And so if they play, I'll give them credit. But if these guys are sitting all weekend when they just, I said, won you the last two games, they were massive factors in winning you these last two games, and this was a big series, I would make sure you get them on the field at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, the good vibes on top of it. What'd you think of Anthony on that home run, by the way?
Oh, real quick, I was just looking up the first pitcher that Ryan Yarbrough, 6'5", 215.
Not Hoss. No.
You got to put on some pounds there, Ryan.
I knew what you were going to
say. He's got the right height.
He also stinks.
Yeah, you were saying.
So he has like a 4.17 ERA, but I was looking this up. Batting average, righties hit 231 off him, lefties hit 226. So, like, it's the same.
Yeah, he doesn't throw hard is what Nick was saying yesterday.
No, he throws like the mid-70s.
But that feels like a game.
Mid-70s?
I feel like I looked up a lot, and it's like 75.
Like, Danny Almonte threw harder than him.
Who was the guy throwing the curve the Red Sox were facing the other day that I couldn't
even
believe?
Kike Hernandez last night pitching with the helmet on?
No. Throwing it in the center field, trying to throw it to second?
No. Yeah. He pitches with a helmet on. He's like John Olerud.
The Red Sox starting shortstop a couple years ago.
He's pitching. He was like pitching in like the, was it the sixth inning, Nick?
I missed that.
They're down 9-0, and I think it was the sixth inning.
They're down 9-0, but like 9-0 with that lineup? You can't get back into it. You're like, yeah, put Kike out there to throw 55 miles an hour at the plate wearing a helmet.
I didn't see that.
It was outrageous.
But that's Yarbrough, basically, is Kike
anyway,
with a helmet from the left side.
But I feel like if all the guys are sitting against Yarbrough, that's a bad sign because you have Max Fried coming up on Sunday. Right, so like Max Fried would be I didn't even look up his splits, but I just assume you wouldn't want to face Max Fried.
No, and Rodon, they loaded up the lineup with righties and they had success. So maybe they play on Friday,
like,
which would be a good start, but I doubt they play the next two.
It is
or
tough.
Start the next
it
two.
It is tough because Ref Snyder and Romy do hit lefties. Like that's their thing. And you're like, hey, maybe it's once a week, you get them in there, fine. But if it's three games in a row, like I want to see Meyer and Anthony.
Cora, at the end of that answer, I clipped it there or asked Nick to clip it there, but Cora at the end of that answer said they could also think about pinch hitting for Durant.
Okay. Yeah, you can
maybe
give
like,
Durant
we'll pick our spots with these righties and the guy that actually comes out of the game, and maybe that doesn't necessarily apply to the Yankee series, but when they pinch hit, he had Durant on his list of guys they could pinch hit for.
Well, maybe Durant and maybe Meyer and Anthony each start like two of the games. Right? And you can even stagger it a little bit.
That would be acceptable to me. If they play two of these three Yankees, I want them in all three, but if they play two of the three, fine.
Because I also get, like, you are trying to win major league games, right? Like, Breslow was on this morning.
These guys are helping you win major league games. This is what I disagree with.
True.
Like, the idea of, you can't play them and win major league games, the last two games disproves that.
But, like, Willier Abreu, for example, and I'm not saying Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer won't be better players long term, but Willier Abreu is more of a track record. And if I told you, you get a game tomorrow night against the Yankees, Abreu's down, Rob Refsnyder's in, I feel like you're trying to win. I feel like you're actually probably better off. So Anthony and Meyer still are very much, I mean, Anthony's got one hit in three games or whatever it is. So, like, I want him in the lineup. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like the guy is okay against lefties. Refsner's good against lefties. Like, he has good numbers. And, like, you would want him in the lineup.
And Romy Gonzalez has been great
this year. Right.
So, look, I didn't.
But there's spots, and honestly, and I know Campbell's a righty, but, like, maybe Campbell sits a few of these games. You know, and you got to jumble, you got to really move, you know, move guys around.
Rafaela's been hot. He can sit a game. Like, the bare minimum for me would be two of the three for both of these kids, is what I would want. And I don't care if there's lefties on the mound. I did not love Anthony on that home run.
Mm.
He's new to right field. So, he's new to Fenway Park.
You think?
I don't know if he could have caught it.
I don't know.
There could have been a better bid on it.
There was no bid.
There was no bid.
There was no bid, and but it was did like land a, second or third row, would
I would
you
say?
Say
second row, but, like, you know.
Who is he, Spider-Man?
I'm just saying. It.
All right, calm down, Nick.
Did he look like he'd had a good read on it and a good angle on it, and that made me a little nervous?
Like, Torrey Hunter might catch that, but, like, I don't know how many. I don't know how many guys are catching, but you're right. It looked like he was kind of lost.
It wasn't a good route.
It looked like, oh, I don't know, it was his third game in right field.
No, for sure. Yeah. Well, and Fenway's a tough right field.
And it's a tough right field.
But this is the point. They're asking him to do. I'm not knocking him for that.
No, I know you're not.
I'm knocking them for playing him there, and you could see.
Does Willy Abreu make a play on it?
Maybe.
I think he might even dive into the crowd, to
I
be
think
honest.
He's at least aligned to
he
where
has
the ball
done that
landed.
Before and, like, messed up his ribs hitting the seats.
Yeah. So. Whether he catches it or not really isn't even my point.
Yeah.
He takes a better route, and he's at least in the vicinity of where the ball lands. Anthony was, like, 10 feet away from it.
He's like, guys, is it fair? They're like, yeah, it's in the stands.
It's in there.
It's a home run. Also, a good point by the text line. We just played that Cora cut about when the guys might play. Points out he is a liar. He lied straight up to Hart and Fitzy a couple weeks ago about Crochet. Hopefully he goes, like, 7 or 8.
They should ask
knowing
him
that he was going to pitch 80 pitches.
They should ask him next week if he intentionally flipped Hart off.
They probably should. And
if he
sure
says
you have,
no, then you know he's telling.
But you got to have, like, Brian ready to go with the proof. He'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're like, all right, well, what about this? Yeah. Exhibit A.
Take a look at this.
Here's a still of you
that's
flipping
you.
Me the bird.
He's like, that's not me.
I never did that.
That's AI.
You can do a lot of things now with AI.
You can. Text line is claiming, I saw this on Twitch too.
Yeah.
The thumb is not a finger.
Yeah, some are saying.
The thumb is not a finger, by the way.
It's not?
It is an appendage, but not a finger.
Go on.
I think Twitch said they're digits, not fingers.
Yeah,
which didn't
the thumb
sound
is the first digit of the hand next to the index finger.
So we can't even do a top five Friday on fingers.
I mean, we could. There's going to be an open space. Or you have to double one of them
top
off.
Top five digits.
Right index, left index.
Yeah. Oh, both hands. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Human thumb.
Unless you're Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
Well, text line 617.
That was his own mistake.
779-7937. I don't want to open up the nose picking fingers, but one text did say pinky only.
Ew.
Bit of a wild move.
Come on. Let's clean it up.
On all this.
That's gross.
The Red Sox youth movement. Do they actually have some momentum? Can they turn things around and continue the momentum through the Yankee series this weekend? At Fenway Park, 617-779-7937. We'll put Steph Diggs on the clock at high noon. Do the Patriots need Steph Diggs, or does Diggs need the Patriots? We'll debate that when we go on the clock in just 60 seconds. Rob Bradford typically joins us at 11:30 on a Thursday. He's got to move. He's very busy. So we'll talk to him at 1 o'clock today, looking ahead to that. And let's circle back to something Sam Kennedy said last night pregame before the Red Sox won the rubber game against Tampa, about Rafael Devers picking up his glove and getting in the field. Should we actually be bracing for that, Keith? Don't you dare answer that. We'll get to it right after Trending
Good
with Billy
Lane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sam Kennedy, before the game last night, Red Sox win it 4-3 over the Rays, four solo shots. Two of them for Marcelo Meyer, youth movement in full swing. Last two games, the two top prospects on the team have contributed in a massive way to two straight victories and a series win over the Rays. And yet, these guys might sit this weekend against the Yankees because the Yankees are throwing three straight lefties, which is just perfect for this ball club. But Sam Kennedy said before the game last night, Rafael Devers, there was video circulating of him taking ground balls prior to the game yesterday.
Yeah, that's his thing.
That's
when the weather allows and they're not traveling.
That's a good point, Keith.
Yeah, they made that clear.
I forgot that Alex Cora had said that last week. Right, when there's pristine weather,
yep,
not too cold.
No.
I'd imagine not too hot.
No, the right amount.
And they're not traveling,
yeah,
because Lord knows.
That gets in the way.
You're not in a city for three straight days.
Nope.
In baseball. You're just constantly on the road, mm-hmm, on the road,
ping-ponging
on the road.
Ping-ponging around.
So, yeah, he did tell us that. I forgot about that. Kennedy says, when the time is right.
When's that?
I kind of thought we were past it.
Yeah.
But when the time is right, he's sure Rafi Devers will pick up a glove and get out there. Your thoughts, Keith?
I think he's just trying to take some of the smoke off of Devers. I feel like he knows that they've handled this entire situation wrong, but he's not helping because we know it's not true. We know he's not going to play the field. Or at least I know that. I don't think this is helping.
I had my hopes up a little bit before I heard Breslow this morning.
Yeah, well, there's also
Kennedy,
that we sort of know how this story ends.
Kennedy,
but even at that time,
got
I was
my hopes
really
up, if I'm being honest.
No, but so how long ago was it that John Henry flew out to Kansas City?
Oh, a month plus?
Okay.
When was that? Yeah, I'll look it up.
Has he played first base or third base since?
No, but he's now taking grounders.
Have they had Tristan Casas or Alex Bregman since?
No.
Those guys aren't playing.
Let me just double check. They were in Kansas City May 9th through the 11th. So, yeah, about a month ago.
Like, he won't play his old position. Why do you think he's going to play a new position? It's not happening.
Okay, but
Cora won't even ask him about it. Breslow's got a tuck tail on it.
I'll take him at either position, by the way.
No, I know you will, but I'm just saying he won't. And Cora's not going to make him do it, and then that's where we're at. He's not playing the field. And it just seems like I don't know what Sam was doing other than he knows maybe there's some heat on Devers. He's trying to take the heat off of Devers. Like, no, he turns out, guys, actually is a good teammate, and we're just working it out. It drives me nuts when they're like, all these conversations that they're having. I feel like it's a yes or no answer, and the answer was no. And they haven't had any follow-up, and if they have, it's been the same answer.
So you're annoyed at that. I'm annoyed at the Twitch chat that says, get over Devers playing the field. The team president,
the team's not.
The team president just said he's going to do it when the time is right. That's what he just said last night.
Yeah.
So we're past the time being right. He's implying it's going to be happening at some point. Devers will get over it and ultimately get out there. So, like, you can say we can stop talking about it. This is the team president last night saying that. That wasn't that. We didn't just pluck this out of nowhere.
Listen, we're not above, you know, making stuff up. Making up stuff, but this team thing.
I'll do that for sure.
But this is a team thing. Yeah. Like, the team wants him to play in the field. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, guys, you and I just kicking it around and a bunch of listeners and callers being like, yeah, he should play the field. Because you are getting some pushback because he's hitting. And the team has won a few games here recently. They're like, oh, just leave him at DH. We're not pulling this out of the sky. He is being asked by the team to play the field, and he's not playing the field.
By the GM?
Yes.
Or, you know, director of baseball ops. And by the owner made a personal visit to Kansas City, of all places.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
he wasn't flying over to London.
Right. So
he flew to Kansas City to meet with this guy.
Yes.
So, right.
So yell at the team then. Yell at the team and say that the team should leave it alone because they clearly want him to play in the field.
Do you think the team will leave it alone now that Meyer, Anthony, and Campbell are all up?
Probably.
You're not moving Marcelo Meyer back so Devers can go play.
I think that might be the reason he'd move. I think that might be the reason he'd ultimately do it. You got three rookies playing where they didn't come up.
Roman Anthony could just DH instead of being like twisted around the outfield?
I'm saying part of the reason that Devers might be taking ground balls a couple of times in the last week and that Kennedy is leaving the door open is because Rafael Devers looks at it and says, well, Roman Anthony's playing right field, which is where he had played in the past but not played this year hardly at all. You have Marcelo Meyer playing third base, which they had started to mix in this year, but that is not his traditional position. And they've ping-ponged Campbell all over the place, including worked him out at first base. So I wonder if that is a way for Cora or the organization to lean on him and say, all these guys are doing it. Could you maybe think about playing another position?
I also think what's helping him out right now is Abraham Toro. If Abraham Toro was terrible, there would be way more of a... Yeah, I mean, the guy's killing it.
Dude, we mocked Abraham Toro when he came up. That guy is...
He's crushing.
Crushing.
He's crushing the ball.
The bull.
No, but
you like the bull? You like the little...
Yeah, obviously I love the bull. Yeah, of course I do. Toro?
I don't mean the radio station.
Dude, of course I love Abraham Toro, the bull. Yeah, do the little bull dance, the whole nine.
Do the bull dance, feel the flow.
Of all the guys, think about the start of the year, what we thought the lineup was, where we thought they were going to go, and you're like, batting third, your first baseman, Abraham Toro,
and
he's killing it.
They can't get him out.
No, he's awesome.
And it's all extra base hits, and it's all for Pat, and you know.
Smacking dingers.
I give Marcelo Meyer a lot of credit for winning the game last night. He is the one who actually probably won the game.
Toro has a 928 OPS.
Yeah, guy's a machine.
He's hitting .330.
But we were demanding they call him up earlier this year. We're like, where is Toro?
If he was like David Hamilton or Connor Wong or Romy Gonzalez, then I think there'd be way more of a push for Rafael Devers to play first or even Christian Campbell to move over to first. But Toro's actually solidified the position.
The text line says Toro is Spanish for Dominic Smith. That is not...
Smith was good.
Not this good.
Maybe not, but he had like a week where he might have been.
He was a vibes guy. When they cut him last year, that's when the season fell downhill.
Was Dom Smith a vibes guy?
Dom Smith was 100% a vibes guy.
I like keeping a vibes guy around.
Yeah,
I think Dom Smith...
we'll get to the vibes guy. It might be Hunter Dobbins. We'll get to him later.
Oh, we will.
But, if Toro was bad, there'd be more of a push for Devers because then you could put him there, you could free up... And if Willie Abreu was healthy, right? Like now all of a sudden, I don't know how many bats you actually have. So there's less of a need to move Devers and move Campbell. Like you might just leave those guys there, even though Meyer and Anthony are playing out of position. But I'm sure if you asked Meyer, hey, would you rather play third base or DH? I think he'd rather be in the field because he's eventually going to slide over to shortstop and be a good shortstop, I think. So I think he'd rather play the field. I think Anthony would probably rather play the field, even though he's getting used to right field. So those guys, and same with Campbell. Like, let those guys play in the field. And I understand maybe you want to free up the DH spot for certain opportunities or whatever, or maybe even against one of these lefties coming up, right? Like, maybe Rob Refsnyder just DHs rather than having to stick him in the outfield.
And by the way, you know, maybe Devers' excuse was he was hitting the crap out of the ball for a while.
Yeah.
And that's why you couldn't move him. A lesser man might point out.
He's cooled.
In the month of June, he's hitting .216. That's what a lesser man may point out.
It's only 12 days.
I wouldn't want to highlight that. But a lesser man might point out that he's not really
sample.
Actually hitting.
No.
It's kind of the Abraham Toros and Marcelo Myers and Roman Anthony's of the world.
It is the Toro
that
show.
That have been doing that. Meanwhile, this was Breslow this morning. I like this because Breslow's got to clean up all kinds of messes. His manager won't talk to players. No. The players won't pick up gloves. Now he's got to clean up Sam Kennedy's mess as well. So here's Breslow this morning.
Sam Kennedy said yesterday that Rafael Devers and his glove are ready to go if needed. Is that kind of the current situation with Rafi?
Yeah, I saw Sam make those comments, and I obviously can't speak for Sam. I don't know, that we should take it precisely at its word. I think, what Sam was probably getting at is there's been a lot of attention to, interactions between Rafi and the media and Rafi and me. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, Rafi is usually in the right place at the right time and finding a way to help the team. Right now, it's in the middle of the lineup. And, if there continues to be a need somewhere else, then we'll explore that in due time.
Okay, so what you're saying is Sam doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did not say that.
Good work. Good work, Greg.
Yeah. He's not playing the field. Also, I was
discouraged. I had my hopes up a little bit last night when I heard Sam Kennedy, and then Breslow knocked me right back down this morning.
Yeah. Also, it's a minor thing because I know a lot of teams have their best players or their best hitters bat second, but I've heard him multiple times refer to Devers hitting in the middle of the lineup. In what world is second
the
middle of a 9-person lineup?
Good point.
It's not.
All these guys are supposed to be.
They're in the middle of the lineup.
Like, math. They're supposed to be like math wizards. The guy went to Yale. He doesn't know that two's not the middle
of nine. No matter how you slice up the nine, there's no way two's in the middle.
Great point.
That's a side point.
No.
It always distracts me.
No, I like it.
It kind of bothers me.
It's a good
me.
Point. You guys are supposed to know your numbers. Two's not in the middle of nine.
No, it's sort of the top of the order. Not leadoff, but the top.
Certainly the top third.
I would say, one, two, three, four, five, six more middle, 7, 8, 9 bottom. Top, middle, bottom.
Where's three, though?
I would call
three middle of the
order. So three I wouldn't disagree with. If he was hitting third, I'd say you want to call it middle, fine. If you want to call it top five, that gets right in the middle there. Two's not in the middle of anything.
Okay. Good point.
Yeah. But that's what's grinding my gears today. But there's no chance Devers is playing in the field. Breslow pretty much confirmed that. I don't know why Kennedy felt the need to go the other way and like, oh, that'll get people off Devers' back. It's like, well, he's not going to play the field. You guys are asking him to play. You guys made it clear that you're asking him to. So it's not just fans or dumb radio hosts saying that he should play.
Thank you.
It's you guys want him to play. He won't play.
No.
How else do you want to spin that?
Sam Kennedy said he will do it when the time is right. I don't know when that time is. But that's what Sam Kennedy said. So we didn't make this up out of thin air.
All right, question from the
As you pointed out, it is not beneath us to make things up out of thin air.
No, we will. I mean, if there's something that we want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Where does Meyer go when Bregman comes back? That's where things start to
I would say shortstop, and you got to figure out who is Story hitting, which he kind of was for a few days.
Right.
You can slide him to second, where I think he does excel defensively. Or we'll see what's going on with Christian Campbell. He might be in AAA by then. But that would be personally what I would do. What do they do?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Campbell's an interesting one. Even when Abreu comes back.
They might send Meyer down, for God's sakes, them. But what I would do is put Meyer at his natural position. If Campbell is hitting, Campbell gets second. Story, see on the bench.
Yeah.
If Campbell's not hitting, he goes to Worcester. Story slides over. That's what I personally would do.
If Toro's still playing above average, you got to leave him there. But if Toro falls off a cliff, maybe that's when the Devers discussion gets brought back up.
How dare you?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Abraham Toro, no. They're never going to get him out.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just preparing.
But that would,
in case.
Then that might be the quote-unquote right time.
Well, then you might need DH open more than you do now.
Good point.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I think Hunter Dobbins and his father, really on the eve of Father's Day, Keith. It's Sunday.
Good point.
I've been dropping little subtle hints to my wife all week long.
Father's Day story is all this time.
Clear out the house. I want to watch the U.S. Open.
Yep.
So right on the eve of Father's Day, I think Hunter Dobbins and his father gave a lesson for all the dads out there.
Wow.
Let's get to that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So Hunter Dobbins had to face the music. This is a great story. Maybe not for Hunter Dobbins and the Dobbins family, but it's a wild story.
No, it's,
and I enjoy it quite a bit.
Pretty wild that at one point in Hunter's life, his dad, Lance Dobbins, told him a tall tale.
Yeah.
That probably got little additions to it and tweaks to it and add-ons and add-ons and add-ons to the point where
he big fished him.
Hunter Dobbins told this story to Gabrielle Starr of the Boston Herald. It blew up into a huge thing on Sunday Night Baseball, and the whole time Lance Dobbins is like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no!
So it's pretty amazing. So we talked about how Hunter Dobbins was like, I would never play for the Yankees. If nobody wanted me but the Yankees, I'd retire. And we're like, all right, buddy, that's like a little strong.
Pretty stupid.
And kind of dumb. And, like, you know, there are plenty of lifelong Red Sox fans who have played for the Yankees and vice versa. And, you know, we referenced Paul Pierce playing for the Lakers or loving the Lakers, playing for the Celtics, like all that stuff. So Hunter Dobbins, of all people, wouldn't play for the Yankees. We're like, okay, bud, fine. But then the reason was, he claims, he's like, my dad was drafted by the Yankees twice. They traded him. They treated him like crap and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay. So then, was it the New York Post?
Yeah.
Digs into it a little bit.
So Joel Sherman dug in on the claims that you just said.
Yeah.
That he was drafted twice by the Yankees. They signed him his last year.
Nope.
He got traded to the Diamondbacks.
None of this is true.
And Joel Sherman.
Yeah.
Credit to him was like, has anybody fact-checked this guy? I'm going to go fact-check this guy.
You can go to Baseball Reference and find all this stuff. Or I guess Sherman even went and talked to Brian Cashman.
He did.
And Cashman's like, I don't know this guy.
So
at first you're like, is Hunter Dobbins a liar? Like, is Hunter Dobbins just like a pathological liar? And if he is, so be it. If he wants to lie to the media, like, odd. It's an odd thing to lie about. But you're like, whatever. But then as this story goes on, then you see the dude yesterday, like a deer in headlights, talking to the media. You're like, I don't think he lied. I think he realized he had been lied to his entire life by someone that's supposed to be the closest to him.
Right.
Somebody that is not supposed to lie to you.
Are you even my father?
We don't know.
I would really be researching, and I would be checking Ancestry.com and things like that.
I blame Hunter Dobbins a little bit, and here's why. We all have been told stories by our parents, our grandparents, our aunt and uncles, whatever, and you're like, all right,
I have a great example of when I learned not to listen to my father.
All right, what do you
got? And I don't remember if it was junior high or high school, but I was like preparing some paper, whatever, for a class. And I just asked my dad, I'm like, hey, give me an example of this or an example of that or something. Yeah. I put it in my paper. My teacher's like, this is not a thing.
Not even close.
And I was like, okay, well, I can't listen to my father on any of this stuff. I put it in a paper. My teacher literally picked out the paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not even true.
My dad has a bunch of these, and he's fantastic. So he's a great storyteller. And one of the things, and he's very confident in what he says. And so I'm sure it's like Hunter Dobbins. I remember one time we were talking about God knows what. I don't even know how we got here. And he claimed they put in the Space Needle in Seattle for the Olympics. And I said,
you're like, wow, let me use that.
So what's backfired now is we all have Google and Bing. And I was like, Dad, they've never even had the Olympics in Seattle. Why would they build the Space Needle? He's like, oh, I don't know, whatever. But like, he was convinced, and he was very convincing.
So
like, I'm sure there's other ones that like aren't as big of a deal. I mean, not that that's a big deal, but I'm sure there's many stories like that. But in Hunter Dobbins' case, is you are now going down the road where you are becoming a pro ball player like your dad. There are so many websites dedicated to the history of baseball.
Well, and this-
couldn't you easily have been like, hey, were you drafted by the Yankees or whatever, and like, let me just double check. Like, who are you drafted around? Like, you could have along the way fact checked that pretty easily before you voiced it to somebody.
Not even fact checked it. Just like, hey, you know what? I want to look at my dad's baseball reference page.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that. You never did that in your life. You were never like,
right,
hey,
think about that. If your dad was a pro athlete,
right,
you would probably peruse his like player bio at some point.
Right.
Like, or a friend of yours would and like would show
Wiggy,
you.
Like Wiggy's kids. They never are like,
oh my
hey,
God,
me,
of course.
Let me check my father's professional stats page. Like Hunter Dobbins never did that.
Yeah, you
so you don't even need to fact check by being like, boy, that doesn't ring true, father.
Right.
Like, no, just being like, let me check. I'm going to check my dad's Wikipedia page. I'm going to check my dad's baseball reference page.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Just to be like, oh, that's kind of cool. My dad was a professional ball player. Then you go, huh. No, I don't see the Yankees anywhere on here. I don't see drafted twice by the Yankees.
It's very strange.
And yeah, so Joel Sherman, doing God's work, says that the Post could not verify any of Dobbins' claims with no record of a draft pick under that name. He went to Brian Cashman.
Yeah, right.
Who has been the GM since 98 and in the team's front office since 86. Cashman had no memory of Lance Dobbins. He's like, who?
I don't know this guy. Kay? Yeah.
Sherman said there appears to be a Lance Dobbins who played professional baseball, but only in independent leagues in 96 and 97, according to Baseball Reference.
With his mid-8 ERA in those two seasons.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's a fact.
It contains nobody by the name of Lance Dobbins, and a scan through the website of Alabama Baseball, where Dobbins claimed to play before going pro, reveals no mention of Dobbins since 1995. So his dad lied to him about where he played collegiate baseball, where he played professional baseball, probably about all his stats.
So his official bio on RedSox.com, which is also like the MLB.com bio.
Sure.
And this hasn't been updated in recent days.
Yeah,
this is what it was.
I'd get on that, Red Sox.
No, but this is what it says.
Yeah.
Hunter Dobbins attended Rutter High School, pitched at Texas Tech, but missed his junior year after undergoing Tommy John surgery. His father, Lance, pitched for two seasons, 96-97, in the Diamondbacks organization.
Oh, so they had it right.
Yeah.
So
You're a liar.
The Red Sox had it right.
Right.
And Hunter Dobbins didn't even know.
Correct. But then also, like, you're going out there living this lie, believing in this lie, which I guess is not, you know, not fully your fault, but then you're so confident in it that you would never pitch for the Yankees.
So this is a good call. Maybe his father has a hidden identity.
I'd be like, Dad, who'd you get traded for?
Yeah.
And Hunter Dobbins' dad actually walked to school 10 miles in the snow uphill.
Both ways.
Both ways.
No doubt.
Maybe he had a hidden identity. Maybe he's like,
you think so?
Yeah, maybe Hunter's blowing up his whole spot. He's like an undercover,
PI.
Undercover spy or something like that.
He's like, Lance, I saw Bigfoot. I saw him. I swear to God, we didn't have camera phones back then, Lance or Hunter. I saw Bigfoot. I was the first guy to see Bigfoot.
I've seen a couple of Bigfoot. Yep. Yeah, thing you know, the story starts getting away from him.
I got probed by aliens.
Like, all right, Dad.
All right, Dad. It was a wild night.
So, yeah, I think this is a lesson for all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
Twitch chat is just its typical highfalutin self. Oh,
yeah.
Embarrass the kid. No, we're embarrassing the dad.
Yeah.
He's
a liar.
But the lesson out there for all the fathers heading into Father's Day weekend, be careful what you tell your kids.
Because they might come back around and then they might have to
face the music. They may really believe it. Yep. And next thing you know, you may wind up looking like a clown.
Yep.
Like Hunter Dobbins' father.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful out there, Dad. Stay dangerous in these streets.
Keep your head on a swivel.
It's
a lot easier to fact check now than it was many years ago.
So much easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although this is what I will knock Hunter Dobbins for. Apparently never even thought of doing such
a
thing. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. We'll talk to Bradfo today at 1 o'clock. not 11:30. He's got other business to get to. So we'll talk to him at 1. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Who needs whom more? Do the Patriots need Steph Diggs more? Or does Steph Diggs need the Patriots more? We'll get into that. Plus, some Celtics offseason thoughts, surgery for Jaylen Brown. And it sounds like all options are on the table this offseason for the Celtics roster build. That's according to Shams Charania. We'll get to that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.